With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. More violence today in Los Angeles. Police and ICE agents have battled hundreds of demonstrators who are protesting the arrests of illegal immigrants. A White House spokesman calls it an insurrection against the United States, and tonight President Trump has ordered the deployment of 2,000 California National Guard troops, despite the governor's objections. Gavin Newsom objected to the move and said in a post on X that the move from the president was purposely inflammatory and will only escalate tensions. U.S. officials will meet with a Chinese delegation Monday in London for the next round of trade talks.
The meeting comes after a phone call between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping on Thursday, which Mr. Trump described as a very positive conversation. The two countries are attempting to break an impasse over tariffs and global supplies of rare earth minerals. Speaking to reporters on Air Force One Friday, Mr. Trump said Xi had agreed to restore exports of rare earth minerals and magnets to the U.S., which China has slowed, threatening a range of U.S. manufacturers that relied on the crucial materials. Ken Lorman reporting.
China expert and author Gordon Chang says he's not surprised by the arrest of two Chinese nationals for smuggling a biological pathogen into the U.S.
Agriculture is a core of American society, and we cannot allow the Chinese to weaken it or destroy it. It's very important food mentality in China because they're not food self-sufficient. We are, but China would like to make sure that we are not.
Gordon Chang is the author of Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America. He was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. The Supreme Court has handed the Trump administration two victories in cases involving the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. One decision halted an order from a judge in Maryland restricting the team's access to the Social Security Administration. The other reined in orders seeking transparency in a DOGE lawsuit. This is SRN News. A new look at gay marriage around the world, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to a study from the Pew Research Center, the practice is primarily an affectation of the West. So far, 40 countries have legalized homosexual unions, and almost none of them are in Africa or Asia. Gay marriage has been embraced in Western Europe, North America, and in some countries in South America. It's also a relatively recent phenomenon. The first nation to legalize same-sex marriage was the Netherlands in 2001. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT people in this country say transgender individuals are more likely than lesbian, gay, or bisexual people to be rejected by society at large. A new poll finds most LGBT adults believe there is a great deal of fair or amount of acceptance for lesbian and gay people, but about half say that's not true for those who are transgender. The vigorous promotion of transgenderism in this country has sparked a backlash. This is SRN News. Customers mourning the loss of a major fabric outlet now have another choice. Keith Peters has the option.
Craft labels from the now-shuttered fabric seller Joann are making their way to a new home, Michaels. The Michaels companies announced it had completed a purchase of Joann's intellectual property and private label brands in an acquisition that arrives as the Texas-based crafting chain works to expand its own fabric, sewing, and yarn offerings. Financial terms of the acquisition were not disclosed. Joann announced it would be going out of business back in February. Keith Peters, Washington.
Beloved pastor and gospel singer Norman Hutchins has died after a long battle with diabetes and kidney failure. Hutchins died at home in California Friday. He launched his solo music career in 1992 with Sparrow Records, went on to release 10 albums, seven of which charted on the Billboard charts. Norman Hutchins was 62. More details at srnnews.com.